get that.
He makes that announcement in like about 5 seconds.
May I have your attention for an announcement, please? Tonight, the part of Robin Williams will be played by Don Ho. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome Mr. Robin Williams?
Thank you. I wish to begin by showing you something that I am very proud of. I know. I'll have to ask these people to move back, though. You're disarming me. Well, thank you. Obviously, you are on drugs, yeah? It's okay. Don't be afraid. I would like to begin by doing some basic Soviet suppressions for you. My first suppression is Karl Marx, and for those of you on drugs, Karl Marx. Karl Marx, take one. Imperialism is the worst thing I've ever heard. Wait. And now a native New York impression, a New York echo. Hello! Shut the fuck up! Thank you. A cheap shot. Thank you. If you ever go to the Soviet Union, this is something else for you. This is impression of interview with Nadia Comaneci. Komunicheche, once again for those who are on Quaaludes. You're late, let me show you what you missed. We did a quick thing. Came out, we did this. We did a few minutes, came out on stage. With this for a minute, like this. Okay, we had it. So, okay, thank you. Right on, I said, I have to show you something special. Move back. Did a quick thing over there. Get over there, we should. Then we did a thing over there, we talked to this over there, we talked back, then we did a quick thing. Oh, we did another suppression, Karl Marx, the worst thing I've ever heard. Wow, deja vu. Okay. Thank you. I wish to do for you now, this is a third suppression. This is interview with Nadia Comaneci. Comaneci, Comaneci. Nadia! How does it feel to be the finest female gymnast ever to compete in the 1976 Olympics?
Das mag ich.
Chevyonka Savina, 1976 Olympic, mag by chance be a nieve, prosciugo, gold medal season in the Chevyonka Devi.
Sayavo! Mastola Katashi, Yabukula, Yigala Tasayevo, Purushikala Tabu, Natsula Devi.
Savina Devi. She said she enjoyed it very much, but she did not go through puberty. Wait, don't give up, it gets better. Nadia, you think you'll compete in the 1980 Olympics? Nadia, just be on 1980 Olympics, mock for shows, because I'm not going to be able to do it, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be American television, I'm not going to be She says, yes. 5.0, who cares? Like to do for you some Soviet ventriloquism. Here is for you. Nikki, how do you like being in America? Social relevance, right arm. It's nice that you laugh. In Soviet Union, people don't laugh. They just go, funny. I have one last suppression for you now. This is an interpretive dance for you. Oh, some more smoke. I want to die. We are ready now. Can you see in the shitty seats over there? Okay. We'll get back. Okay, over here, yes? Give us Barabbas. Oh, look, they've elected a new pope. Okay. Right now he's in the Vatican on Easter, ready preparing for the day, going Vingala San Nive, Londere Sancto Bele, Shonda Vilandera Sindelevando, Play Ball!
And now, a quick interpretive dance for the ladies in the audience. This is the famous Death of a Sperm Ballet. Wait. You're laughing at nothing now. Wait, you must use... Wait for it. This sperm... Oh, sorry, bad view. I don't mean to moon you. This sperm prepares. He swims upstream.
It's a hard struggle. Finally, he meets the diaphragm. The ovum sits on the other side. The sperm tries. Tries, and in the style of Master Graham, really tries. And dies.
So, yeah.
Hello. Whenever I blow a dollar on a bottle of water, I have Perrier. Look, the stronger stuff. Let's see what the house wine is. Thunderbird. Ah, but it's a good week, though. Hello, Gore Vidal for Thunderbird wine. Take two. Hello, Gore Thunderbird for Vidal wine. Take three. Before we go on, a brief joke for any psychics in the audience. We know who we are, don't we?
Look, the fog's coming in now. No one's seen that movie. Good.
We're all set. Time for some culture now. Some poetry to enlighten your brief day. Here it is, my first poem. Red sand between my toes, summer vacation in outer space. That was a Martian haiku. Now a simpler poem, a poem written on acid entitled Abier. Abier. I'm in a bar. Eve Arden. Those of you who understood it went, wow, reality, what a concept. Now a poem for those of you who've taken Evan Wood speed reading. Thank you. Hulu. Time now, boys and girls, to go to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in my neighborhood. Oh, damn, someone stole my Snickers. Let's do some wonderful things today, boys and girls. But first, do you mind if I take some more medication? It makes the day go a little bit slower. There we go. Now we're going to do some interesting experiments if you can do around the house. Let's put Mr. Hamster in the microwave, okay? He knows where he's going. Beep! Pop goes the weasel. That's severe radiation. Can you say severe radiation? Look, you've got a little balloon now. I know many of you say, why did you do that? Because it's real sick. But I have to do that because you realize, boys and girls, that the universe is entropy. And can you say entropy? Nice try. We've got to change it now. Rogers, get off the air. They've got to know, Tommy. I've got to do something meaningful while I've been trapped in this job for over 13 years. Oh, look, Mr. Postman's here. Let's see what he brought for me today. It's my package from Frederick's. Yesterday, he brought my package from Columbia. Sometimes that's the only way I can tolerate you little shits. We have a special treat today. You remember yesterday we talked to Frank Zappa? Well, today we're going to talk to Mr. William F. Buckley, and he's going to read some fairy tales to us. Don't you go away. He's right here with us right now. Well, thank you very much.
Today we're going to examine the political social ramifications of Goldilocks and Three Bears. Now first of all, let's examine her name, Goldilocks. First of all, Goldie, the Aryan stereotype, combined with Locks, the Jewish soul food. Obviously, they're combined to make a sort of bourgeoisie archetype. She is in confrontation versus the Three Bears. They're not dark bears, they're not brown bears. Let's just call them third world bears. And now, in this case, I'm using Goldilocks as an example of imperialism expanding outwards towards the minor race countries, or the third world countries, in the case of the Three Bears. Now, first of all, the Three Bears are out, possibly expanding an expansionist policy on their own, and Goldilocks, as the imperialist, comes in to, once again, she finds some food on the table. One is too hot, let's say this is Marxism. Possibly granola, we don't know. One is too cold, let's say this is hard and cold capitalism. Cold cash, I just use as an analogy. And she chooses the medium, once again, a bourgeoisie attitude, choosing that which is just right. As Karl Marx said, eins für Ehre und für Ehre. I won't translate for you, one day you'll understand. She sits on one chair, it's too hard, possibly this is sexual ramifications, I don't know. One chair is too soft, possibly womb-like, she doesn't want to return back to the womb. Then she chooses once again the medium way, and the chair breaks, obviously showing a certain flaw in her logic. Finally, she goes to the bed. Once again, many of you right now are titillating at that. But now, we get to the best part where she falls asleep. She goes to the bed, one against us. One is too hard, we pursued that before, one is too soft. Once again, she pursues the median, falls asleep. Now, into this, the bears returning to their homeland find her there asleep. Why they don't eat her, I don't know. Tune in tomorrow and see when we examine the political, social, and geometric possibilities of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
For the stars. I'm only this many years old and I find most adults very banal. It's okay. I try and find different ways to release my tension. Sometimes I short circuit my mother's vibrator and watch her get real crazy. Either that or I give some of her medication to the fish and watch them swim sideways. But it's all right. I have very few pleasures being the son of a very wealthy executive at ABC. His title changes every day. It's a hard existence, but I bear with it. Look, my toys. Father brought this to me from Italy. He came back with a severe case of the crabs. I could tell because I trained them. It's strange. My parents are so rich, I was raised by a nanny. But then they sent me to a kindergarten, St. Swithin School for the Prematurely Advanced. Look, here comes my friend, Truman Capote Jr.
I don't know what I'm doing here. Look at this. It says, see Dick Run. That's not writing. That's just typing. Why can't they give us anything really substantial to eat? I'm going to write something of my own. I hope they love it. It's called Incognini.
He's very strange. But I need him as a friend because many of us here have a Oh, no. Sammy Davis Jr. Jr. Kid man, no, I love you man more than... No one believes his bullshit here. Look!
You kids get away from those magazines over there. Don't you touch the magazines. Get away from there, you make the pages stick together. Get out of here. This is not a library here. Get out of here with that stuff there. You're not gonna pull yourself through puberty here. Get out of here. Salt, they're gone. We can play now here. Look for you. It's for Passover. Try this. Put this in your nose there. Shah. Shah, it's kosher. Believe me, it's kosher. Now we do a little for me here. And we leave some over here for Elijah. Oh. Oh. Shah, isn't that just like Purim all year round? Boy, vase mir. Let's get down. Yeah. Get back up again.
Thank you, brother. I'll be
thank you.
Praise Jessel that we're all here together. Welcome to Reverend Ernest Angry's Disco Temple of Comedy. We're all here tonight because we believe that the spirit of comedy can help us. I know it can. Now, dear child, you've come so close because you want to be healed, don't you? Give me your hand, and I know you can walk without that chair. You can do it. Give me your hand. Wait, but first we touch your verse with the magic words of comedy. Take my wife, please. Come on up. Together. Welcome up now, dear child. Welcome to the temple of comedy. What is your name and where are you from?
Evelyn.
Evelyn, you... Right. Let's pray for a last name. We'll get your last name, don't worry. Sit down, you look awful scared. Don't worry, we didn't mean to bring you up here and ridicule you. Thank you, my child. You touch me like you know me. Yay, we've had one healing already. Is there someone else? Do you need to be healed, son?
Yes, I do.
Are you wanting to be healed?
Yes.
Then heal. Yay. Yay, yay. Isn't it amazing what comedy can do? And those of you watching at home on your TVs, I want you to grab the back of the TV and feel the power of comedy. You will. As it chucks your ass across the room, somebody will have a laugh. And it can move you, move you. Woo! It's all right. You want to kiss me? You want to share my diseases? A kiss for you, my child.
Hey, I want to kiss you too.
No, no. That'll be extra. No, no, no. Sit down, son. You're getting overzealous here. The boys is coming out of the closet right here. But that's all right because comedy says better late than never. Yeah. Yeah. Heal yourself. Now you know that comedy's like that. It can help you, don't you worry. You've got to laugh. We have Howdy Doody in the White House doing all those crazy things. Thank you, dear. You're obviously Republican. Yay. Praise the power of comedy.
Amen.
Thank you. Can we get an amen right now?
Amen.
Can we get an a woman too?
Amen.
Yeah, we've got to be equal always. Have mercy. Testify.
Hallelujah.
And those of you over there in the special seats once again. They understood me. I speak druggies. It's okay. Friends, it is so amazing to have you all here. You know, friends, if you're here, those of you on drugs, I know where you are. It's okay, because when you have comedy, you don't need your drugs anymore. You just put them in a big hat. We're going to pass among you. And we're going to send them to our missionaries in Malibu Beach, California, to help the poor young surfer boy who don't know where they are, and all day going, wow, Tommy, I got tubes. You know, it's like that because I'm sorry if I drool on you, it'll heal you. It's holy sweat, it'll help you. And look, Sears had a sale. This is wonderful. Those of you who came here, you know, next week we're going to take a pilgrimage to the Holy Lands, to the Catskills. We're going back. To the Holy Rock at Grossinger's where the prophet Jerry went, I don't know, Gene, we're going to talk now. We're going home, we are going home to where the saints walked. And you know, when the prophet checked, he spent 40 days and 40 nights at the dunes. He did. Praise you for coming here tonight. You brought me a rose. Whoa, and an egg too. Another kiss. A kiss for you. Go. Two born again virgins, they are. And if you believe that, you'll buy this watch. But that's okay. Because you know, friends, comedy can help you. You know, life's like a big fan. And sometimes a caw-caw hits it. But comedy can be your shield. It can help you laugh it away. Thank you, dear brother. It's so damn easy. Well, you have to use Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip. Together they form words. Come on, you have your fingers, your fingers. Another word for fingers. A Swedish word for fingers.
My hingers will be here.
Yeah.
And if Bergman was here right now, he'd go in to the servant. Nice to see you. What is it, son? Do you want me to heal your hand? Yeah. Give me a hand. Yeah. 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 I don't know if I did any good. But you know, he's got to have a sense of humor. Look around you. Take care of yourselves. I want to leave you with the words of what my grandfather said to me before he died. He said, son, The old fart had a sense of humor, he did. But go out into the world. Carry the spirit of comedy and joy. Leave yourself. You were pissed off. What is it, Roman? You want my dolphin. I ain't giving it up. You think because you come to see a show that they have to give you a piece of flesh? No. I can't. I love dolphins because you know what their last words were. It's,
I'm not a tuna.
That's what they say. Now, you know, performing is a drug and you have been an OD, really. I know. Thank you. So take care of yourselves. Go out. Carry the spirit of comedy with you. You know, because it's what my grandfather, not the one that died, but another one. He said to me, he said, son, you can fool some of the people some of the time and jerk the rest off, you know. In a few years, you're going to be paying $8 for a gallon of gas. You got to laugh. Because somebody over in Persia is going, we got them, he's all Khadim. But take care of yourselves. Join now in the spirit of comedy. Go out and bring the bliss that can be ours. God bless you. Thank you from all of us here at the Temple of Comedy. Take care. God bless you.
Time now to do some Shakespeare. A bit of culture.
Yes, I'm sorry.
We'll base this upon a subject which I will get from you, an improvisational subject. Time's up. Anything special, current, topical in the news?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams?
Who's he?
Who's he? Yeah. What?
Mark.
No, no! No, my child! We are not doing that tonight, man. No, no, see, I'm free from that now, Master Bob. No, don't have to. Now, new for a while.
We're doing something different. I'm going to be...
5 months ago, he couldn't say his own name. Thanks to your dollars, he's learned to go, no, 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 no. And you could have your very own series.
That's why I'm before
an angry mob.
Shwet, time out.
I have to explain one thing. I ain't doing the mock because this is why I perform here, to do something different. Time now for a Shakespearean play. A brief bit of culture once again, interspersed with all the strangeness. From you, I need something that is topical that's been in the news recently to base. All right. Should be real. Harrisburg and Studio 54. Radioation. Radioation. Okay.
Wow, man, why can't you say the damn words? I don't know, Tommy. I'm on liquid wrench. I'm really feeling mellow.
Shakespeare, a play based upon the suggestions, Harrisburg, Studio 54. But first, before we do the play, I'd like to talk about the very serious subject of schizophrenia.
No, he doesn't. Shut up, let him talk.
Wonder what chairs think about all day. Oh, here comes another asshole. A Shakespearean play based upon your suggestion of Three Mile Island, Pennsylvania, which will be titled A Meltdowner's Nightmare.
Do that suggestion. Shut up. I'm gonna try.
Oh, Father, don't make me perform.
Shut up, Andrew. You've got to perform. He's ready. Show business is his life.
First, can you dim these lights just a touch? Can you bring them down?
That was Dueling Planets.
Look! The Sistine Chapel is designed by Fiorucci.
Oh, we can do Night of the Living Disco, starring Village of the Damn People. Macho, macho man, I've got to be a macho man.
Here, Tommy, play this record. It won't hurt you. Don't be afraid. It's not a pod. Here, play it. Ellen did. Yes, I enjoyed it, too. Staying alive.
And now, Joan Sutherland sings Rod Stewart.
If you think I'm sexy and you've got the body.
I'm sorry, that wasn't Shakespeare. That was just me having a good time. I'll take that all back. Shakespeare now. No more fooling around. I do get laid. Oh, someone who fancies chickens. You a farm boy? You remember this sound. Squeal! The first half score now, assorted assholes, nothing. Two. Rick'em, rack'em, 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 get that ball and relay, fight! And now, Shakespeare. On the words of Nefertiti, not tonight, it's my pyramid. Here we go. I'm not on stage yet. I will be in a minute, though. You have to wait till I get out to here. Wouldn't it be funny, though, if I was just a hologram and went, could scare the shit out of a lot of people here. Once again, if there are any little children here tonight, we've used these words in a sentence. Shakespeare now! The play will no longer wait.
But I'm having so much fun.
We represent the William Morris Agency.
Shakespeare, you know what we're trying to do.
Entertain a time when all is simply strange, and yet radiation causes chromosomes to rearrange. My father worked at your atomic plant, Hinder, and sends me forth with my arms thus withered. But yet, I am not afraid. I am merely here to lay forth my words and let you still upon them and think. Fear not. If I see my words fall out in pieces, they land upon the ground like simple feces. Know not who I am. I come before to entertain a play about yon vexing plant hither that sends out forth and glows at night and brings forth things, but yet you care not. You sit in front of your TVs and your balls do glow in the dark. Mind not my words. Let the play say the thing. I'll get back forth and touch myself anon.
I... Who was that ugly sucker that came hence? It was a strange and vile night, I... It's strange to be so loaded and yet work the night shift.
I... The plant doth glow in the night like a huge acne's it. Why? Hark, look! The ghost of Einstein comes hither! What are you doing with my formula? I gave you simply E equals MC squared. You mashugan or you fuck it up like this? I merely allowed you an idea to explore the universe. Instead, you make money and do this, Anon.
I am truly loaded now. Events are truly strange. Look, the stream that comes from the plant, what news? A three-headed fish, no big deal. And yet the newspapers say it is a minimum warning. It is a vile and strange thing. And look, the town is on fire. There be no vexation for me here. I shall ask my father. He shall know anon. Father, I knock upon thy door. Tis I who spawn from thy loins, who comes hither to tell you, look, the whole town is covered in radiation. Know ye not? No, son, nothing's wrong. Look at the news. The president wouldn't walk into that plan if things were awry. Father, the president has the brains of a pissant, my lord. Nay, I will wander, ask my mother. Mother, anon, I, it is your son, Oedipus Schmedibus, I come to talk to you. What news, my dear gentle mother?
Oh, Tommy, I can't hear you. I've got the blow dryer on. Give me another Valium.
No, Mama. She will sit anon and watch Lucy melt into the sky. It is strange. No one knows. Ah, it is a vile interposed thing. I must get me hence. There. Nature, money. No.
Nature.
Money or nature?
Nature.
Money can't buy.
Money
could. No! Assholes do vex me! I must consult the gods of I, the gods of utility. They shall tell me what to do. Oh, ye PG&E, I... What? I'll hold. There is no help for me hither. Tis a vile question I must interpose twixt myself. I know my course is resolved. I know what one to do. It is strange. But yet I must. I shall go to the plant and pull the rods and yet diffuse so we have not meltdown and will not speak Chinese anon. Strange could be a good idea for a cinema, but yet I know not. I shall wander hence to the plant. I sneak anon. There. Past yon security guards. They have passed out anon. I am hither. I am finally in the room of radiation.
Ah! Oh, no, too late. I have gotten too close to the reactor, but there's no price to pay. I little reason like things. I pull the cords anon. Ah, too late, a chain reaction. Where is thy mortal? I were dancing at 54. I would not be... Ah!
Dorothy, wake up. Angelus all, get down, get funky. Right. Now the lovely Lemon Sister's gonna sing, I can't get no satisfaction. Thank you, girls, that was a bitchin' boss soul. Now let's hear it for the brothers in the band. Each and every one of them is a bad mother in his own right. Play that funky music, white boys. Now it's time for a brief Reader's Digest condensed version of Roots.
Roots.
Getting applause just for
Roots
saying.
People.
Roots? What's happening, my man? Say, what is this? How about? Why be a honky when you can be funky? We here are graduates of the Leroy Funkify Badass School of Soul. Learn all the new hand jive. Fast, I'm out. What's happening, baby? These and many, many more. Learn all the basic steps. Become instantly well hung. That's right, instantly well hung. Don't ask why. Send your money to 444-8111. That's right, 444-8111. Now. A brief cultural piece now. A brief cultural piece entitled Reader's Digest Condensed Version Book of Roots. Gumbelam bangundebam, gumbelam bundebe, float, float on, gumbelam. Mama, those two bobs, uncle. Gotta jump down, yeah, turn.
Kiss a girl, make me a daiquiri. Yes, Miss Lolene.
Look here, Alex. There you have Kunta Kinte, your Aunt Kizzy, over here the Supremes. Look, finally, Chicken George, my father. I found you, Fred Silverman! I found you!
Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Excuse me, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
But Hare Krishna, Hare Lama, Hare Lama. Hare Krishna, Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Hare Krishna.
We take you now to a special Hollywood casting office for a casting in progress.
Miss Smith, will you please send in the next auditionee for Metamorphosis, please?
Hi, your name? Oh, fantastic. You have a little bit. Oh, wonderful. These are. Your name is Iggy. Fantastic. Who took these? These are wonderful, okay? So, let's see. Let me read your picture and resume. It says here, you're a stunt bug in the swarm. That's wonderful. What else have you done?
I don't know.
Fantastic. Some pilot work. That's fantastic. Okay. What are you going to do for your audition today?
I don't know.
Speak our name, Desire. Okay. Ready? Let's hear it.
I don't know.
Fantastic. I think you've got the part. Who's your agent?
I don't know.
Buzzy Lazar. Let me get him on the phone. Buzzy. Buzzy the kid's fantastic. Okay. We won the part. What? No, there won't be a no-pass trip within miles. Love you, sweetheart, darling. Have your service call my service. We'll have breakfast, lunch, dinner. Bye-bye. All right, Iggy, you got the big one.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Give you a moment to prepare. This is it. It's the final scene for Metamorphosis. You've just changed. You're the man who's become as you are a cockroach. Fantastic to have you on the set. Okay, we're ready now. Big time entertainment. Ready? Final scene. Lola! Lola, get ready for the big number. Here we go, darling. Big time. It's your career. Love you. Ready? Lights! Camera! Action! It's in the book. Don't go away. Who? I'm sorry, I seem to have lost you. So this is comedy hell. It's all right, though. Since I've said silence, it's okay. Come inside my mind and see what it's like when a comedian eats the big one. Come on in.
Ha! I'm doing brilliant. I'm improvising like crazy. No, you're not, you fool. You're just doing pee-pee caca, no substance. You're not talking about any truth, no realities. Why don't you change the nature of man instead of just talking about drugs and people passing out? Help the world!
Shut up, both of you. I'm the rational mind. We'll have to release the subconscious. He'll be the arbitrator. Not tonight.
Page intellect. Page and intellect. Sequence 2B. Amrek phase in. Ego check.
Too late. Sequence phasing in now. Killer routine. 1B. Phase in now. These two goys walk into a bar. Early, pause the response, go to killer routine, B, phasing in now, ego check again, hey, I'm fantastic, too late, phasing in now, moving in, where are you from? Early warning signals, go to secondary routine now, anything goes, try dynamite drug routine, 1B, killer response, tragically hip routine, phasing in now, how about that Babylonian Tupperware? Mayday, 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 all systems overload, ego check now, they've seen the movie. Move to secondary response. Secondary response. Memory tape. Playback. But first, Vegas. Pity response. 1B. Try to go up. Send in the clown. Not buying the bullshit. Career over. Anything goes. Memory tape. Look for memory tape. Oh, family. Playback now. Phase in now. Miss Williams, I dropped the baby. I don't know why.
Daddy. Daddy.
Lori, let's move. He'll never find us. Father. Father, I want to be an actor. Watch. To be or... Damn. All systems overload. Subconscious finding its way through. Well, fuck you. What do you want from me anyway? I give the pigeons my methadone so they come back. Sometimes I withhold it and watch them go through cold squab. It's very strange to have so many mutants in one place. But I guess ever since World War III, things haven't been the same. You probably don't even remember, though, all 45 seconds of it. You remember that? You remember when Carter came on the air and went, thank you very much, you're on your own, good night. You used to play an alien. You should do that.
Ni-ni-ni-ni.
Yeah, not that funny since they've landed, though. Yeah, they weren't the little suckers we thought they were. They turned out to be 8 feet tall and black, and they were pissed. And that's why I have to live here in this cave.
Okay.
I remember lots of old stuff. I remember the great quake of 85, when all the people in California surfed to Denver. Right on. Now, come here, I'll gum you. That's about all I can do with it. There are some good memories, though. I'd like to show you something special. You'll have to move real close. Yeah, you kids, you shouldn't have come through the force field. About this time of night, they send through the clones, and you got to get out before they do. But if you meet one, all you have to do to screw them up is turn sideways. And that overamps the vision monitors, and I bring them in here and make jukeboxes out of them. Because I remember the old, I even remember back to the days of Woodstock. You remember that? That goes back 80 years now. That goes back, you said, let me tell you how your girls used to dance in front of the amplifier going, I don't know that. I saw some of the best brains of my time turn to mud there. But there was some spirit, some
craziness,
some madness there. So take care of yourself, sneak on out. But one thing from me to you. Yes. Stay a little full goose bozo. Keep the spirit of madness in you. Just a little touch of it. Just enough. So you don't become stupid. Just a little touch, just a little touch of madness will keep you alive, because no one in the world knows how to tax that. There was an old crazy dude who used to live a long time ago. His name was Lord Buckley. And he said a long time ago, he said, people, they're kind of like flowers. It's been a privilege kind of walking in your garden. My love goes with you.